弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
感谢主，我们有再一次在主面前寻求，在主面前明白主心意的机会。
Thanks the Lord to give us this opportunity to seek Him together。
我们先有点祷告。
Let's have more prayer。
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you。
你不但道成肉身。
Not only you come to flesh。
你不但死而复活。
Not only you resurrected from death。
你也升上高天，掳掠了一切的仇敌。
You also ascended to the heaven and captured the enemies.
你现在在天上宝座，是我们的大祭司。
You are the high priest sitting on the throne in the heaven.
你也应许你要再来。
And you also promised that you will return.
我们求你向我们的心说话。
And we ask you to speak to our heart.
求你使我们在你面前得激励。
And so that we can be encouraged in front of you.
使我们在你面前得建造。
So that we can be established in front of you.
使我们能欢欢喜喜地迎接你自己的再来。
So that we can joyfully welcome your return.
使我们在你再来的时候可以被你称许。
So that we can be praised in front of you when you return.
使你的教会在你面前能够得你的喜悦。
So that the church will be pleased to you.
求你向我们心说话。
Please speak to our heart.
想说话的，想翻译的，想听话的，都说你要说的话。
And speak to the one who speak, translate and listen.
我们求你圣灵大大的充满我们。
May Holy Spirit fill with us.
我们离了你就不能做什么。
We cannot do anything without you.
你知道说话的有限。
You know the one who speak is limited.
翻译的有限。
The one who translate is limited.
听的也有限。
Even the one who listen.
求你照着我们这有限的光景，把我们需要的、可以明白的、我们可以得着的赐给我们。
Please give us the word according to our limitedness.
唯有靠的向你仰望。
We have no one else to depend on.
愿你得到敬拜，愿你得到荣耀。
May you receive all the praise and glory.
我们每一位，因为你供应我们，使我们能够带着你自己亲自的供应回去。
Because you supply to us individually so that we can bring all the supplies that you gave us.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures.
请翻开启示录第二十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation chapter 22.
第七节。
Verse 7.
看啊，我必快来。凡遵守这书上预言的，有福了。
Behold, I'm coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy in this book.
十二节。
Verse 12.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Behold, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done.
十七节。
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him who hears say, Come, whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him come pick the free gift of the water of life.
二十节。
Verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He who testifies to these things says, Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
看啊，我必快来。
Behold, I will come.
这是主的宣告。
This is a proclamation from the Lord.
这不是人的起头。
It's not a word from man.
这是主他离开这个世界之前，他告诉我们他要来。
But this is something that the Lord told us before He left the earth.
不但要来，而且是快快的来。
Not only to come back, but also coming soon.
那这个题目呢，对我们有些人是很沉重的。
This could be a heavy topic to some of us.
但对有些人呢，是欢喜跳跃的。
But to some of us could be a joyful message.
其实呢，主的再来是宇宙性关键。就宇宙关键性的问题。
Actually, Lord's returning is a topic related to the whole universe.
就是连主第一次来也是整个宇宙的关键。
Even when the Lord first come, who first came was also related to the universe.
这次在福音营，我有机会跟那个女造兵的爸爸。
This time at the gospel camp, I had a chance to speak to the father of
女的造兵。
The sister, 女。
女造兵的爸爸呢，他跟我有一次机会，就在那里谈天。
Her father was, we were chatting together.
那谈什么呢？他谈主耶稣第一次来。
We were talking about the first coming of Jesus.
他在讲说，要不要庆祝啦，或者要不要这样，要不要那样。
He was mentioning about whether we should celebrate.
但是呢，他也发现一件事情。
But he also realized one thing.
整个历史的计算呢，是根据主耶稣来来算的。
The whole history of human were calculated based on the first coming of Jesus.
今天我们使用的年纪年的计算是根据主耶稣第一次来来算的。
The calendar that we are using counted based on the first coming of Jesus Christ.
他真正那时候来的时候，人不太注意。
When he first came, men did not pay attention to him.
但是等到他成就的救恩，他复活升天之后，他的影响产生革命性的影响。
But after he completed the salvation and resurrected from death, then people realized his effect.
所以整个全世界的这个年代的计算呢，是根据耶稣基督来算。
So our world calendar is based on Jesus Christ first came.
他是很谦卑的来，他也很怎么样说，被钉在十字架上。
He came humbly.And he left on the cross.
他很不受尊重。
He were not being honored.
不被人在乎。
He were not cared by people.
但是他的影响是宇宙性的，决定性的影响。
But his influence has influenced the universe.
不但是决定性影响，是包括人生命的更新和得着。
But it's also affecting each one of our life and heart.
所以我们今天在这样计算年日，都在这个影响当中。
So when we are counting days in this calendar, we are under the effect of Jesus Christ.
世界上有很多有名的人物，再有名都没有像耶稣基督有这么强烈的影响。
Anyone who is famous that known to us has no such influence as much as Jesus Christ.
那主的再来呢，是比第一次来是更关键性的。
So when Jesus returned, it's going to have more effect than his first came.
是这个世代要做个结束。
It's the end of the generation.
对有些人呢，是祝福的。
To someone is a blessing.
对有些人呢，是觉得害怕。
To someone is a fear.
但对有些人呢，是得奖赏，是欢喜快乐的时候。
To someone is a joyful time to receive the award.
所以这对我们来讲，这是关系到每一个人。
So it's related to every one of us.
它不是只关系到信主的人。
Not just related to the one who believe in the Lord.
它也关系到还没有信主的人。
But also related to the one who has not believed.
虽然还没有信主的人对于他来不来呢，一点都不在乎。
Even though to those unbelievers, they don't care whether he come return or not.
但是在他来他来了之后呢，如果我们在他来之前我们不信主呢，我们永远的那个结局是定了。
But before his return, if we are still an unbeliever, then our fate is determined already.
所以他的再来是关系到宇宙所有受造之物。
So his return is related to all the creatures in this universe.
所以他可以说是基督徒在生活上，在一切事物上面的一个中心议题。
So he should be the center for all the Christians.
所有我们做什么，我们怎样生活，应该是根据他再来这个焦点，这一个他再来的要求来作为一个中心。
What we do and how we live our life should have the focus on him as the standard.
如果我们离开了这个，我们就没有方向。
If we leave him, then we have no direction.
我们如果只是在乎我们现在要怎么，我们人看要什么，我们怎样，但是他再来不是这样的标准，那在他面前一点用处都没有。
If we only care what we need, what we want nowadays, but we neglected his standard, then it's useless when he returns.
就好像 现今有好多很富裕很活得很舒服的人，他觉得他很好，他一点都不需要耶稣基督。
Just like a lot of people who live a comfortable life and they are living in wealthy life and they don't feel that they need Jesus.
他觉得，而且他觉得信耶稣可能对他来讲有很多的损失。
And they feel that it's a loss to them if they believe in Jesus.
所以他们觉得拒绝耶稣，从他们的角度来看，他们是上算的。
From their angle point of view, it's a good deal for them not to accept Jesus.
但是从神的角度，从神的自己来看，他们没有归在耶稣基督的名下，他们是一点都不上算。
But from the point of view of the Lord, they have lost everything when they are not within Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣的再来是关系到所有受造之物，不管你信耶稣，你还没有信耶稣，不管你现在信耶稣时间长，或者你刚信耶稣，每一个人都跟这个跟主耶稣再来发生密切的关系。
So every one of us is related, closely related to Jesus Christ's return. Whether you have believed in a long time or not believe, you are closely related to Jesus' return.
那我们再读一段圣经。
And let's read another scripture.
马太福音二十四章。
Book of Matthew, chapter 24. Chapter 24.
我们从三十六节看到，先看到四十一节。
Verse 36 to 41.
但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
No one knows about the day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临的日子，人子的降临也要怎样。
As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of Son of Man.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark.
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去，人子降临也要这样。
And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away.That is how it will be at the coming of Son of Man.
那时，两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个。
Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left.
两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。
Two women will be grinding with the hand mill, and one will be taken and the other left.
这里告诉我们说，主自己讲说，他也不知道他哪一天要来。
Here, Lord Jesus told us that he himself even didn't know when this day is going to be.
不但他不知道，天使也不知道。
Not only he didn't know, even the angels didn't know either.
没有任何受造的知道。
None of the creatures would know.
只有天父知道。
Only the Heavenly Father know.
所以对于他哪一天来，我们就不用太费心了。
So we shouldn't spend our energy on figuring out which day he will return.
去年有人 宣告说主耶稣是哪一天 哪个时候来。
Last year someone announced that Jesus will return on a specific day.
当然产生了一些对这个事情关心的人影响。
And he created troubles to some other people who concerned.
所以但圣经明明告诉我们，主耶稣说他不知道，天使也不知道，只有天父知道。
So the Bible clearly told us that the angel and the son did not know, only the father know.
所以如果有人在那里一直在那里强调哪一天呢，你就让他自己知道就好，你不要被他影响。
So if there is someone strongly recommended that there is a day for the return of Christ, then we should ignore them.
但是主告诉我们说他来的性质，这里讲这一段啊，有一个主来有两用两个日子来形容，一个是挪亚的日子，一个是那个罗德的日子。
Here, Lord used two parables to describe how he would return. One is how Noah's day was, and one is Lot's days.
所以对于主耶稣再来呢，他怎么样？这个挪亚的日子呢，我们可以对我们的预备的人呢是有帮助的。
When we were mentioning about Noah's day, it's a help to us who can prepare.
挪亚的日子，当时那一时代的人 没有人知道洪水要哪时候哪一天来。
In those days, nobody know when the flood will come.
但是呢，挪亚呢，他知道洪水要来，但不知道哪一天。
But Noah knows that the flood will come, except he didn't know which day.
但他就照着神给他的恩典，给他的带领，就一步一步的预备。
But he prepared according to God's grace and lead.
但是到了最后一个礼拜，他知道了。
To the last day.
因为神耶和华神说，还过再过七天，我就要把水。降到这地上。
Jehovah told him that seven more days I will bring the flood.
然后呢，他就知道说，在这七天之内，他要做什么，做什么。
So he knew what he needs to do in the last seven days.
然后最后一天呢，耶和华说叫他说，你现在全家进方舟，他就进了方舟。
The last day Jehovah told him to enter the whole family enter into the ark.
然后神就把他们关在方舟里面，然后洪水就来了。
God closed them up in the ark and let the flood come.
所以对于当时人来讲是大家都不知道。
To those people on the earth at that time, nobody know.
但是对于跟随耶和华的挪亚来讲，他虽然起头也不知道，但到最后他神要他进方舟那个时候他知道。
But to Noah, who is a follower of God, in the beginning he was not clear, but by the end of the time he is very clear.
所以这个对我们来讲的话，虽然我们不知道哪一天，但是你如果是预备好等候在主的面前，到了时候到的时候，你也知道怎么样跟随主，能够进到最后一个阶段。
So to us, as long as we are prepared, at the end of time we will know how to follow him.
所以对我们来讲。是不用担心的。
So to us, we should not worry.
主是会一步一步的预备的。
Lord is going to bring us, prepare step by step.
然后这里呢，就讲到说，两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个。两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。
And here it also mentioned that two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left, and two women will be grinding, and one will be taken and the other left.
甚至在别的地方，圣经说还有两个人在睡觉。取去一个，撇下一个。
In another scripture, it also mentioned about two people sleeping, one were left.
那这是告诉我们怎么在预备他再来的实际里面来生活。
And this is to tell us that how to prepare our actual life.
就是说，我们一面要预备好，一面你该做什么事就做什么事。
On one side, we should be prepared. On the other side, whatever we are supposed to do in our life, we have continue.
不是我们的一般的想法说。反正我是在工作的，我就不需要预备好。
It's not like we are working, so we should not prepare for the Lord.
我在睡觉，也不需要预备好。
I am sleeping, so I don't need to prepare for the Lord.
这边的圣经呢，很奇妙是啊，它不是讲说在聚会中取去一个撇下一个。
Here it doesn't say that in a gathering that one was taken and one was left.
它这里讲是在田里取去一个撇下一个。
Here it mentioned that in the field.
在推磨的时候取去一个撇下一个。
And I mentioned the grinding, during the grinding.
甚至在睡觉的时候也取去一个撇下一个。
Even during the sleeping, one was taken and one was left.
所以这是提醒我们。
So they're here to remind us.
不管你是在工作的时候。
No matter if you are working.
你是在推磨的时候准备早餐的时候。
You are preparing breakfast.
或者是你要上床睡觉的时候。
Or you are going to bed.
在之前。都要预备好。
Before all these things, you have to prepare.
然后你在预备好的情况底下，你该工作，认真的工作。
Once you are prepared, you work and work with your heart.
你该准备早餐，你就尽量准备你丰丰富富的早餐。
To prepare breakfast, then you prepare the best breakfast.
你该睡觉，你就或者你打呼也好，或者不打呼也好，反正你就睡得又香又甜的睡吧。
To go to sleep, then whether you snore or not, you sleep well.
但是基本的原则是在预备好的时机。
But the basic principle is whether you are prepared.
所以在预备好的时机里面，我们经常的生活应该怎样，就照着这样继续生活就对。
When you are prepared, you live your normal life.
所以没有一个态度就是说，因为我要等候主的再来，所以呢，我也把工作不要了，我也 也不吃也不喝了，然后也不睡觉了，没有这回事。
So you should not be preparing for the Lord by saying that because I'm waiting for the Lord, I quit my job, I stop doing my work, and I don't go to sleep.
你会不会觉得这样有点困难？
It's difficult.
我最早看的时候，我觉得好像有点不知道怎么理解这个事。
The first time when I was reading the scriptures, I did not understand how to explain it.
但是呢，我自己主给我一些机会的经历呢，我就觉得主的话非常的合理。
The Lord gave me experiences so that I understand His word.
我以前在上班的时候
，When I was working，
我在上班之前呢，我每天早上都有晨更。
Before I work, I have this morning study.
所以我通常是在去上班以前呢，我已经跟主有很，就是说。很深入的这个交通。
Before my work, I always have this fellowship with the Lord.
然后呢，就去上班。
And then I go to work.
那我是带着一个很有主恩典、很有主同在的这个情况去上班。
I brought Lord gracious with me to go to work.
因为这样的情形呢，每天都这样，所以呢，对我来讲已经变成没有感觉。
Because of these conditions and every day the same way, then I don't feel anything special.
因为每天早上起来呢，都跟主有充分的祷告，有充分的这个读圣经，有充分的在主面前交通。
Because every morning I have enough praying with the Lord and have fellowship with the Lord.
所以这到了办公室呢，我就觉得跟平常是一样。
So when I went to the office, it's like a normal day to me.
但是呢，有时候就会被同事问一下说，你今天高兴什么？
But sometimes my colleague will ask me, why are you joyful today?
我想想。没有啊，我今天我除了早上亲近主以外，我没有做别的事情啊。
And I was thinking nothing else special besides getting fellowship with the Lord this morning.
我今天也没有特别有一个什么突然来的一个重大收获，没有啊。
And today nothing special to me at all.
但是在别人觉得呢，我今天好像特别喜乐。
But to other people, I look joyful.
不但是我面对面的同事有这样的感觉。
Not only the colleague who were close to me.
因为我们那个时候我的办公室在12楼13楼是证券交易所
My office was on the 12th floor and the 13th floor was the stock exchange
哎，有的时候那个证券交易所的认识人常哎说好像你知道那个证管会那个姓谁的那个哎，他看起来不太一样
And sometimes the people on the 13th floor will mention about me there's some guy on the 12th floor that looks different
我想鼓励大家你早上好好晨更你就会经历这些事情
I encourage you to have Bible study and fellowship with the Lord in the morning
但是呢我万万没有想到我的工作当中呢也会遇到哇很强大的冲击很强大的冲击
But I never thought that I, in my work that I have this trouble
这些强大的冲击呢都不是我们同事造成的也不是反正就是一个突然来的
And the trouble didn't created by my coworker but it just came suddenly
就是我刚好在工作的时候台湾的证券的那个点数从12000点掉到3000点
And that is during my working time that the stock exchange in Taiwan dropped from 12,000 to 3,000.
很多人跳楼。
A lot of people jump from the high building.
很多人破产。
And a lot of bankruptcies.
很多人就是他一生的积蓄什么突然就没有了。
And a lot of people lost all their life savings.
所以呢，他们找不到这个可以投诉的对象，就把所有电话都打到证管会。
So they have no one else to complain but except calling to this stock exchange bureau.
那件事情的发生，政府完全是无辜，一点政府没有做任何事情。
The government couldn't do anything.
但是呢，政府要承受怎么样？所有投资人来的所有各种的这个压力，或者说是那种控诉。
But the government is bearing all the pressures and all the complaints from all these investors.
我那个时候的老板。是一个非常的怎么讲非常绅士的人非常 very gentleman
and my boss he is a very good gentleman
每一次有什么投资人打电话来他都会跟他东解释西解释然后跟他劝他然后这样那样那样然后他很用心跟他在回答问题
he gently replied to all the complainers and explained to them what happened and what will happen
结果这一次这个事件发生啊 你知道我们在办公室常听到什么声音吗？
And you know after this event, what did we hear in the office?
那个电话声音就砰，然后就砰，然后。
We always hear the phone get hang up and crash.
就是听到那个接完电话那个很生气的，你不高兴，我也很不高兴。
That after people talk on the phone, everyone get angry and slam the phone.
而且不但是这样的，到个地步怎么样？电话铃响的时候哈，大家都害怕。
Up to a point that when the phone rang, everybody is afraid.
这个电话呢？这个电话是里面打来的呢，还是外面打来的？那大家搞不清楚。
That people were afraid whether this is a outgoing calls or internal calls.
里面打来的是要办事情的。
If it's internal calls, that's something we need to work on.
外面打来的呢，是骂你，是羞辱你，是在那里。啊，为难你。
If it's calls from outside, it's going to be a hardship call that people are going to humiliate you on the phone.
哎呀，你知道那一段时间呢、啊，每一个人听到你铃响哈、啊，都很迟疑，到底要接不要接。
A lot of people at that time hesitate to pick up the phone.
常常接了之后就是很用力的把电话摔掉。
And even after picking up the phone, and after they will slam the phone hard.
啊，我就在那个环境里面。
I was working in that environment.
但我很感谢主。
But thanks the Lord.
因为怎么样？因为早上有好的晨更。
Because in the morning we have good fellowship.
我的心呢已经被主摸着。
My heart was touched by the Lord.
所以我听的那些骂我的声音呢，我是听见的，但是好像怎么样？我是听见的，又好像听不清楚。
So I am hearing all those scolding voices on the phone. Yes, I hear them, but it's like I did not listen to them.
也就是我听见了，但是我不会立即反应它。
That I hear all those scolding voices, but I had no response.
因为每一个人天然人来讲的话，要比谁会骂人呢？如果天然来讲的话，大家都很厉害。
To our nature, we can scold at people easily.
这是反射动作，这不需要思考。
And this is reflective automatically.
但是呢，因为有主的同在，
But because we have the Lord together,
主就把这个反射动作呢关闭了。
Lord closed down my reflection reaction.
听见了，但是没有回应。
But I had no reaction.
哎呀，但是你听见被骂，你舒服不舒服呢？
But you heard all those scolding voices. Are you comfortable?
当然不舒服。
Of course not.
那我就在那里，我就问主说，他到底要什么？
So I was praying to the Lord, what does he want?
啊，他到底要什么？
What does he want?
或者我们能够怎样帮助他？
And what can we do to help him?
那很感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
常常我大概听了半小时。
Usually after half an hour that I was listening.
圣灵呢就在我里面逐渐告诉我说，他大概有几个重点。
The Holy Spirit summarized a few points that he was trying to say.
我已经被骂了半小时。
After I was scolding for half an hour.
然后呢，就请他说，你可不可以让我说几句话
？And then I will ask him, can you let me speak a few words?
啊，通常你愿意被骂半小时之后，大部分的他还愿意听的。
After half an hour, he usually did not stop.
好几次的经验。
A few experience.
当主把感动我那几个重点跟他讲完之后，他跟我道歉。
The Holy Spirit touched me to have a few points to tell him, and after I told him, he apologized to me.
好，那个时候我就非常感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
我知道说，同样的环境里面，我经历主的恩典在我身上。
I know that in the same conditions environment, that I experience God's grace.
这好像教我们怎么预备。
So it's to show us how to prepare ourselves.
你如果跟主有一个好的亲近，
if you are close to the Lord,
你自然在主的同在里面，
you naturally stay in Him.
那个虽然外面来是刺激你的肉体，
even though the outside world is irrigating your flesh,
但是你回应的不是肉体，你回应的是圣灵的带领。
But your reflection did not come from your flesh, but from the Holy Spirit.
那在睡觉里面被提，可能不可能。
Is it possible to be lifted from sleep?
我们都是在打呼了，怎么还会被提呢？
We are already snoring. How can we be taken away?
就是我个人的经历，我觉得我十分相信这百分之百可以。
But I believe 100% that this can be done.
那你需要什么？在睡觉以前先预备好。
And what do you need to do? You have to prepare yourself before you go to sleep.
啊，你们都许多人弟兄姊妹都知道，我女儿小时候有这个气喘。
And my a lot of people know that my daughter, when she was little, she has this asthma.
而且她是很严重的气喘。
It's a serious asthma.
到一个地步就是我们不能让她感冒。
To a point that we cannot let her get cold.
那不能让她感冒呢，那就是做父母的呢，就要特别用心。
So the parents have to be more careful.
白天没问题，衣服穿上就好。
During the day is easy, put on more clothes.
晚上呢，她在床上睡觉是360度转。
And at night she turned around all the time.
那转转转总把被子都转丢了。
So when she turned, the blanket left her.
那她没有那么强壮，可以不盖被子，而且还能够保持很健康。
And she's not so healthy that she can still be healthy without blanket.
所以就需要有人起来帮她盖被子。
So we have to get up to cover her.
她不会自己盖。
She doesn't know how to put it back.
她不会说，哎呀，我现在被子没有了啊，我现在起来把这个又拉好，不会。
She's too little to say, oh, I'm not covered by blanket, or where's my blanket?
没有盖的结果就是她以感冒来给你回应。
So without the blanket, then she catches cold.
她以气喘来告诉你。
And then she will tell us through her asthma.
因为我父亲也是气喘很严重。
Because my father also has the same asthma illness.
所以我看过气喘严重的状态。
So I have seen the seriousness of asthma.
我一想到那个，我心里就有重担。
Once I thought of my father, I have this great burden.
所以我只能跟主仰望说，主啊，他不能生病。
So I can only look upon the Lord and ask the Lord to tell the Lord that she cannot catch cold.
我也不能不睡觉啊。
But I cannot not go to sleep.
我不能跟她做相反的时间的作息啊。
I cannot turn around my time to watch her.
她需要被照顾。
She needs to be taken care of.
我需要我有足够的休息。
But I also need enough rest.
只有一个方法。
There is only one way.
交给主。
Give it to the Lord.
释放了之后安心的睡觉。
Release to the Lord and go to sleep peacefully.
他需要的时候主就叫我起来。
When she needs me, then Lord will wake me up.
帮他做完了之后我又可以安心的睡觉。
After taking care of her, then I can go back to sleep.
因为许多时候我们怎么我们是只要半夜一醒来之后就持续到天亮。
And you know, a lot of us, that after we wake up in the middle of the night, then we cannot fall asleep again.
但是你满有主的同在呢，就不是这样。
But if you have the Lord with you, then it will be different.
可以醒来一下，做完该做的事，又回去又睡觉。
You can do what you need to do in the middle of the night, and then go back to sleep.
所以在睡眠当中被提，这是千真万确可以的。
So to be taken while you are asleep is 100% possible.
但问题是我们去睡眠以前。
But the question is, before we go to sleep,
有没有跟主的关系恢复正常?
Do we have the normal relationship with the Lord?
罪的问题有没有解决?
Is the sin resolved?
重担的问题有没有解决?
Is the burden taken away?
有没有跟主还有过不去的?
Do we still have anything not resolved with the Lord?
有没有发生一个情况是主耶稣叫我们是叫不动的情况。
Is there a time that the Lord asks you to do something but you would not move?
如果主叫我们是叫不动的。
If Lord calls to move and we don't.
那不管我们是睡的是醒的都叫不动。
So doesn't matter if we are awake or sleeping, we ignore the Lord.
但是如果主叫我们是叫得动的。
But if we respond to the Lord.
我们不管是在醒的在睡的。随时主叫我们，我们就往。
So no matter we are awake or asleep, Lord can call us and we can respond.
好，我们再看下一段圣经。
And let's read the next scripture.
第四十二节开始。
Verse 42.
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come.
家主若知道几今天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。
But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into.
所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派， 管理家里的人按时分粮给他们了。
Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time?
主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。
It would be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns.
我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。
I tell you the truth, he will put him in charge of all his possessions.
倘若那恶仆心里说，我的主人必来得迟。
But suppose that servant is wicked and say to himself, my master is staying away a long time.
就动手打他的同伴，又和酒醉的人一同吃喝。
And he then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkard.
在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来。
The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of.
重重地处置他，定他和假冒伪善的人同罪，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
He will cut him to pieces and assign him with a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
在这段圣经里面，就告诉我们要警醒。
In this scripture, Lord told us to be aware.
要预备。
To be prepared.
警醒的意义就是不要睡着了。
To be aware is a meaning that if you are asleep,
警醒的意义就是活在那个复活的那个生命的实际里面。
To keep watch and be aware is to live in that resurrected life.
所有信主的人是得到了复活的生命。
All the believers has received the resurrected life.
所以我们既然得到了复活的生命，我们应该活在这个复活生命的这个生命的路线上。
So if we have this resurrected life, we should live that life.
然后呢，预备，啊，是预备，就是是 be ready， 什么时候都随时预备好的。
And so we should be prepared and be ready.
所以随时都要预备好。
And then we are ready anytime.
啊，不是等你想到主要来才预备好。
Not just when you thought of the Lord, then you get ready.
啊，这也不是说等你先信主，等你信主先再过二十年以后才预备好。
And it's also not to say that, oh, after you believe in Christ for a certain amount of time, then you are ready.
这是我们信主的第一天就应该是预备好。
Actually, the first day when you believe in the Christ, you should be ready.
每一天都应该预备好。
And you have to be ready every day.
那怎么预备呢？
So how should you get ready?
在这段圣经里面，主特别给我们强调
，Lord mentioned
要生活在神家中的实际。
That he emphasized that we have to live in his household.
神家的实际。
The household of God.
啊，我在思想这个的时候，我就想到在路加福音十五章。
When I'm thinking about this, I thought of.Book of Luke, chapter 15.
路加福音十五章呢，我们常常是用来传福音的。
We always use this to spread the gospel.
但是呢，这里面的意义呢，比我们一般听到传福音的那样的内容呢，是更加的深入的。
But there is a deeper meaning than what we usually heard when people are spreading the gospel.
一个人有一百只羊，迷失了一只。
Someone has 100 sheep and he lost one.
他撇下99只在旷野里。
He left the 99 in the wilderness.
然后呢，去找那一只迷失的，就找到了，就欢欢喜喜的扛回到家里面。
And go after the lost one until he finds it and then happily brought it back to home.
这一百只羊，有几只回到家？
And this 100 sheep, how many went home?
其实只有一只。
Actually, there was only one.
因为另外九只有只在旷野里面。
Because the 99 were left in the wilderness.
而且他这里讲说，那九十九只是不需要悔改的意的。
And here it mentioned about the 99 were not do not need to repent.
因为他们自愿留在旷野。
Because they were willingly to be left in the country.
他们对于神的家不在乎的。
They did not care about the household of God.
这好像让我想到以色列出埃及。
And let me thought of the Israelites left Egypt.
按军队算，有63,000多人。
According to the army, there are 600 30,000.
离开了埃及，进到旷野。
That they left Egypt and went into the wilderness.
其实他的目的就是要到神给他预备的家去，就是迦南。
Their destination is to go to the homeland that God has prepared for them.
结果到了门口的时候呢
？But at the door.
603,000多，只有两个人。
630,000.
愿意进去。
630,000 men, fightable men, had only two willing to enter into that door.
所以其他都不愿意。
The rest were not willing to.
所以主就说那你们就在旷野继续漂流38年吧。
So Lord said, then you continue to wandering around the wilderness for another 38 years.
那最后就剩两个进去。
And then at last, only those two went into
the land. 果然也就是那两个人进去。
And only those two left to went into the land.
所以进到神家的实际在天上要欢喜。
So if whether you can enter into the God household is related to the heaven.
所以我们蒙恩得救。
After we are saved by grace.
主带我们经过旷野的过程。
The Lord brought us through the wilderness.
今天我们在信主之后，很多的阶段，很多在旷野的过程。
After we believe in the Lord, we go through this desert and wilderness.
里面也有这个十二股水泉，对不对？
We experience the spring in the desert.
有些时候不太舒服，但也有些时候觉得很欢乐。
Sometimes we don't feel comfortable, but sometimes we were joyful.
但千万不要被这个东西困住了。
But never be bounded by something like this.
不要困在半路上。
And do not be bounded and stopped in the middle of the road.
最后是留在旷野。
And then you were left in the desert.
神的目的是就要把我们带回到他的家里面。
God's goal is to bring us into His household.
啊，那另外一个呢？这个妇人呢，在家里面找那个失落的一个。
And there is another parable that this woman is looking for the lost coin.
那已经在家里面，怎么还会失落呢
？It's already in his house, in her house. How can it be lost?
所以还需要被找回来。
So it still need to be found.
啊，我想。第三个比喻呢，是大家最熟悉的。
And the third parable is something that we are very familiar with.
就是两个儿子。
That mentioned about two sons.
小儿子呢，这个他到一个阶段呢，他就跟他父亲说：“把财产给我吧。”
The younger son said to the father, "Father, give me my share of the estate."
然后呢，就带着他所有的。就离开家了。
And he brought the wealth that he had and left home.
所以他所想要的就是过世界上的日子。
What he want is the world life.
啊，结果就带了，然后就出去了。
And he went out to the world.
啊，可能起头过得很舒服。
In the beginning, maybe he has comfortable life.
但不要多久呢，就都花光了。
But not long after he spent all his wealth.
不但花光了，还遇到这个世界上有饥荒。
And not only spending all his wealth, but also encounter famine.
那他在饥荒的时候呢，他找个工作都不容易，所以只能去看猪了。
In a famine, he can't even find a job, so he went to a field to feed pigs.
不但是看猪呢，而且那个猪吃的东西给他，他不连猪吃的他都吃不到。
That not only to feed pigs, but he will not even deserve to eat what pig eat.
他在这么艰难的情况里头，他想起来，哦，他有一个很富有的父亲。
Then he remembered in this trouble that he has this wealthy father.
他想起的，就是我不配做他的儿子。
He thought about that I'm not worthy to be his son.
所以他还是没有家的概念。
So he still did not have this concept of home.
他虽然是这个家的儿子。但是他完全没有这个家的概念。
Even though he is the son of this home, but he did not have the concept.
而我现在要回去，但是呢，我是把我父亲呢当老板。
He wants to return back to his father, but he will treat his father as his boss.
我不要做你的儿子，我只要做你的仆人就可以。
I don't want to be your son. I just want to be your servant.
看起来很谦卑了，因为我不配嘛，所以我就做仆人就可以。
It looked like that he is humble, because he says I don't deserve to be your son.
我把所有都花光了，我得罪了你，我这个得罪了天，得罪了你，哎，我还是做仆人就好。
I offended you, I spent all the wealth that you gave me, so I don't deserve to be your son, I just need to be a servant.
这事常常我们也发生在自己的身上。
It happened to all of us all the time.
我们不知道我们有神儿子的生命在我们身上。
We did not know that we are son of God.
所以你若信了主。
So if you become Christian.
你有神儿子的生命。
You have the status of son of God.
你有神儿子的生命。
You have the life of son of God.
你是别无选择的。
You have no choice.
你是这个家里面的一份子。
You are one of this home.
不管你对家的认识多少。
No matter how much you know about the home.
不管你对父亲的认识多少。
No matter how much you know about the father.
也不管你的失败多少。
And no matter how much failure you encounter.
所以他就开始往家里面走。
So he went
往家的方向走。
He returned to home.
但是你们看到那个父亲在那里等他。
But you see, the father was waiting for him.
结果他父亲远远看到他是父亲就冲去把他去迎接他。
And the father saw him in the distance, but he ran to his son.
这常常叫我们想起。
And it reminded us.
圣经告诉我们说你们要亲近神。
Bible told us that we have to get close to God.
神就必亲近你们。
And God will be close to you.
那好像是说我们要很用力的去亲近神。
So it's a saying that we have to use our effort to
get close to Lord. 我们只要愿意一转向主，天父马上就来迎接我们。
As long as we are willing to turn back to the Lord, Lord ran to us.
有时候我们的情况是，我们转向主是一个假象。
Sometimes we pretend to turn to the Lord.
其实我们并不是真的转向主。
But I did not use my heart to turn to the Lord.
但是你又真的转向主。
But if you truly turn to the Lord with your heart,
你就会经历到天父马上来迎接我们。
Then you will see that Lord came to welcome you.
你真的从心里面彻底的要转向主。
If you turn to the Lord from the bottom of your heart,
你就发现父亲的天父的行动比你更快。
Then you will see the Heavenly Father acts faster than you.
天父的行动不但比你更快
Not only he acts faster than you,
天父好像还宰肥牛在那里等你
And the Heavenly Father has prepared a feast waiting for you.
所以父爱我们
So Father's love, Heavenly Father's love.
要尝尝天父的爱
That we have to taste the Heavenly Father's love.
要从世界转离
We have to turn from this world.
啊，结果天父呢就给他披上袍子，给他穿上鞋，戴上戒指。
And Heavenly Father put ropes on him and put sandal on his feet.
欢迎他回家。
Welcome his return.
这次回家呢，他是想做仆人。
When he returned, he wanted to be the servant.
天父是什么？是叫他做儿子。
But the Heavenly Father told him to be the son.
好，今天我们进到教会。
Today we went into church.
我们需要学这个功课。
We have to learn this lesson.
我们不是来做仆人的。
We did not come to be servant.
等你会做儿子以后才做仆人。
When you know how to be son, then you learn how to be servant.
不是我们不会做儿子，我们却要做仆人。
It's not like we do not know how to be son, and then we learn to be servant.
那结果是天父的心意在我们身上通不了。
Then the result becomes that the will of God cannot go through us.
先学会做儿子。
Learn how to be son.
你是天父的儿子。
To be the heavenly father's son.
这父亲还有另外一个儿子。
And the father has another son.
这另外的儿子呢，他在家里面。
The other son was at home.
他没有出去。
He did not left.
但是他怎么看他的弟弟呢？
But how did he look at his younger brother?
你那个儿子。
You.
你那个儿子。
That son.
跟他好像没关系啊。
It seems like it's not related to him.
他不是说我兄弟。
He did not say my brother.
从头到尾他都没有讲说是我兄弟。
He did not say my brother.
所以在他眼中没有弟兄的关系。
So to him in his eyes, that's not his brother.
这也是我们面对的一个现实问题。
This is a practical question that we encounter.
我们有没有可能在教会里面，我们都是弟兄，但我们不做弟兄？
Is it possible that in church that we are all brothers and sisters, but we do not act like brothers and sisters?
我们的地位是弟兄。
We have the brother status.
我们的实际也是弟兄。
We are practically brothers and sisters.
我们同样有父神的生命。
We have the life of Heavenly Father.
但是你那个儿子。
But to call your son.
你那个儿子跟我没关系。
Your dead son is not related to me.
我不需要跟他有什么来往。
I don't have fellowship. I don't need fellowship with him.
我不需要跟他有什么交通。
I don't need any closeness to him.
他不是我家里面的人。
He's not one of our family member.
好像父亲有两个家。
As if the father has two homes.
你那个儿子是你另外一个家。
That son belongs to another home.
我是在一个家。
I am in this home.
结果发现呢，他也不在家里面。
So then he realized that he is not at home too.
他为什么不在家里面呢？
Why?
他明明住在家里面。
But he is physically living in the home.
他看见的不是父亲的爱。
Because he did not see the love of father.
他没有跟父亲有亲密的交通。
He did not have close fellowship with the father.
他与什么交通？
What was his fellowship with?
他与他的工作交通。
He was fellowshipping with his work.
他说，你看，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背你的命令，你又没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
He said, "Look, I have been serving you. Look, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends."
他在家里面看不见父亲。
He did not see his father in his home.
他在家里面只看见事情。
He only see work.
他在家里面呢，看不见父亲的心意。
He did not see father's heart.
他只说，我服侍你这多年。
He says, I have been slaving for you.
我很累的。
I am tired.
我很劳苦的。
I have been working hard.
而且我没有违背你的命令。
And I have never disobeyed your orders.
他说，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和我的朋友一同快乐。
Yet you never gave me a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends.
他看重他的朋友，比父亲还要更看重。
He weighed his friends more than his father.
这个人在家里面，他是住在家里面，他也不活在家里面。
This person, he physically lives in the home, but he is not living in the home.
我自己很能体会这个。
I experienced this.
因为我年轻的时候，我是出自于家里面常常吵架的一个家庭。
Because when I was young, I was living in a home with a lot of arguments.
所以我是不喜欢回家的。
So I do not like to go home.
不但不喜欢回家呢，我大学四年哈，每年只回家两次。
Not only I do not like to go home, in my college life of the 4 years, I only returned home twice in a year.
一次一个礼拜。
Each time I returned home for 1 week.
然后那一个礼拜呢，可能六天在外面。
And within that 1 week, maybe 6 days, I was wandering outside.
我回家了没？
Did I return home?
我回家了。
I did.
我回家多久呢？
For how long?
一个礼拜。
1 week.
但是我真的在家多久呢？
But how long did I actually stay in home?
一天
，maybe one day，
跟家里没有互动的
，because there is no feeling of home。
跟父母亲呢，很生疏的
，very strange with my parents。
所以这个大儿子，我能体会。
So I can understand this older son。
他住在家里面。
He is living at home.
他的心不在父亲身上。
His heart was not with his father.
他的心在朋友身上。
His heart was with his friend.
他只觉得他父亲给他跟他朋友在一起玩的机会太少。
He felt that the time that his father gave him to with his friends was too little.
他抱怨。
He is complaining.
他觉得父亲不爱他。
He felt the father did not love him.
所以这个家的生活，这个大儿子也不正常。
So this elder son is not normal either.
所以这也不是我们来学习的。
This is not something we should be doing.
但是父亲就告诉他说，他是你的兄弟。
But the father said, he is your brother.
我们需要彼此看重，我们彼此做弟兄。
We have to be acting as brothers.
如果我们把工作看重过于主给我们生命的关系，我们弟兄的经历就变成没有了。
If we put work more heavier than the relationships of brothers, then we lost God's purpose.
弟兄的关系不是工作的关系。
The relationship of brothers is not relationship with work.
弟兄的关系是生命的关系。
Relationship with brothers is related to life.
不管我这个弟兄，他的性格跟我是。
No matter what type of personality this brother has.
是很容易沟通不容易沟通。
It says whether we have easy communication or not.
他是我的弟兄，就是我的弟兄。
He is my brother.
因为他是爸爸生的。
Because he's born from the same father.
他是天父生的。
He is born from the same heavenly father.
我没有办法改变这个事实。
I cannot change this fact.
天父说他是我的弟兄。
Heavenly father said he is my brother.
他就是我的弟兄。
Then he is my brother.
就算是我们的性格刚好180度相反。
Even if we have totally different personality.
我们喜欢的刚好180度相反。
We have totally different favoritism.
他还是我的弟兄。
He is still my brother.
所以是吗？我们一同来到父面前。
So we should come together to the Heavenly Father.
先要与父有一个对的关系。
First to have the correct relationship with the Father.
与天父有一个对的关系。
Have the right relationship with the Heavenly Father.
与弟兄才会有对的关系。
Then we'll have the right relationship with our brothers.
这件事情在神的心中是非常非常看重的。
This is something that our God look heavily upon to.
在启示录第二章第三章里面有七个教会。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3, there are seven churches.
其中有一个教会叫腓拉铁菲。
And there is one church called Philadelphia.
那这个名字的背后的意思就是弟兄相爱。
And behind, the meaning of this Philadelphia means the brother's love, brotherhood's love.
这一个聚会是被主称赞而且有冠冕的。
This church was praised by God and have a crown for them.
不但被主称赞有冠冕。
Not only be praised, but also have the crown.
而且呢，那撒旦议会的人呢，伏在他们的脚下。
And even the Satan have to bow down to them.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你要叫黑暗的权势伏下来。
You want to defeat the darkness power.
我们思考一下。
Think.
用人有什么办法？
What can man do?
人有什么办法？
What is the capability of man?
我们尚且对黑暗势力都还不了解。
We do not even understand the darkness power.
你有什么办法叫它伏下来？
How can you defeat it?
你除非顺着神的生命的路走。
Unless you walk on the life of God.
神叫你做弟兄，你就好好的做弟兄。
God called you to be the brothers, then you act as brothers.
神把弟兄放在一起。
God put the brothers together.
不是在比大家的工作，谁大谁小。
It's not giving us work.
谁是要看这个弟兄在一起有没有生命的互动。
But to bring the brothers together to see if there is this life.
你有没有看见在弟兄里面的复活的生命？
Have you seen the resurrected life in this brother?
这个父亲跟他讲说，你要知道你这个弟弟啊，是死而复活，失而又得的。
And the father told him that this brother of yours were dead and is alive again.
我们每一位都是这样子的。
All of us was like this.
哪一个人没有死而复活？
Who has not been dead and then alive again?
哪一个人信耶稣说我没有接受耶稣基督死而复活？
Who had not said that I received Lord to be alive again?
所以死而复活是在每一个信主人身上是发生的。
So dead and alive again happened to all the Christians.
我们要看那个复活，一个复活的弟兄，在他里面有复活的生命。
We have to look at brothers whether they look at their resurrected life.
我们要在这个复活的生命里面能够彼此的帮助。
In this resurrected life that we can help each other.
要在这个复活生命的彼此交通。
And we have fellowship together.
在这复活的生命里面能够彼此建造。
And we can help each other in this resurrected life.
在这复活的生命里面一同来寻求主的心意。
And we can seek God's will together in this resurrected life.
都是死而复活的。
We all die and alive again.
所以我们需要求主帮助我们。
So we need God's help.
活在复活的实际里面。
To live alive.
如果我们没有活在复活的实际。
If we are not living in this resurrected.
我们把死亡带给弟兄。
And we brought death to brother.
我们把旧造带给弟兄。
We brought curse to brothers.
我们亏欠父神。
We owe our heavenly father.
亏欠父神借着耶稣基督在我们身上的拯救。
We are short for of the Lord's work for what Jesus has done for us.
亏欠父神在我们生命上的管教工作。
We owe the Lord for all the work he has done on us.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。
So we need Lord help.
活在家的世界。
To be practically living in this household.
生命的世界。
With the practical life.
先学习活在生命的世界。
First learn how to live in this practical life.
所以跟弟兄姊妹提醒一件事情。
So I reminded brothers and sisters.
在教会里面。
In church.
尽量不要称叔叔伯伯阿姨。
Try not to call uncle, auntie,
叔叔伯伯阿姨啊。
Or grandpa.
虽然这从地上的角度，这个是非常亲切的话。
This is something, a name that we call to get to feel close to each other.
我讲这个不是我小时候都不喜欢叫叔叔伯伯阿姨。
I'm not saying that I did not use these names when I was young.
刚好相反。
But on the opposite.
我是最会叫这个东西。
I like to use these names.
但是等到我开始明白主的旨意之后。
But after I understand God's will.
如果教会里面充满了叔叔伯伯阿姨。
If in church that we are full of uncle and auntie.
然后再加上一些董事长，再加上一些医生，再加上一些什么教授什么什么什么什么。
And then add on to some CEO, professor or doctor.
那你教会在看到什么？
Then how does this church look like?
你们的关系是什么关系？
What is your relationship among each other?
你看不见新造的关系。
Then you don't see that new life relationship.
你经历不到那新造生命所带来的。
Then you cannot experience that new life relationship.
所以如果我们是年长的。
So if we are older.
我们被称为弟兄或称为姊妹。
We were being called brother or sister.
你不要觉得是被降卑。
You don't feel that you are being downput.
这是使我们回到那个永恒的世纪。
But this is to bring us into that eternity.
这是提高，这不是降卑。
This is actually raising us up.
所以我们应该根据我们主给我们所得到的永恒的关系来彼此对待。
So we should treat each other according to God's eternal household calling.
所以会做弟兄。
We know how to be brothers.
会做弟兄就开始知道怎么样配搭。
Then we should know how to coordinate with each other.
不会做弟兄。
If you don't know how to be brothers.
配搭的事情上恐怕常常是出于己意比较多。
Then coordinations will have a flush effect.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
我们要彼此做弟兄来觉得这是一件很欢喜的事情。
It's a joyful event for us to be brothers.
我们不但有天上的父亲，我们还有一群永恒的弟兄姊妹在一起。
Not only we have the heavenly Father, but we also have the brothers who are going to be with us in eternity.
尤其是主把这些跟我们藏在一起的，是为了要让这个家的生活、家的实际，能够我们真正的经历到。
Especially God put us together as brothers, so that we can taste the practical life as this home.
所以求主把我们从一切不正常的情况底下能够转回来。
So may Lord turn us from anything that is abnormal.
使我们自己尝到在神家里面的那样的丰富。
So we can taste the abundance in the God household.
使许多主带来的那些的主得着的人，在主的家中，在神的家中遇见神自己。
And to learn how to meet the other brothers and sisters that are brought by the Heavenly Father to this household.
我们今天因为时间的缘故就暂时停在这。
And we'll stop here because of time for today.
如果有机会我们能够再往下交通。
We'll continue the topic next time.
我们祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
你要我们预备你的再来是何等实际的事。
You want us to prepare for your return. This is a practical thing to us.
是何等积极的事。
And such an encouraging to us.
我们求你帮助我们。
And we ask you to help us.
能够在预备你再来的事上能够讨你喜悦。
That we can please you while we are preparing for your return.
能够欢欢喜喜地迎接你的来到。
That we can joyfully welcome your return.
把你当得的荣耀敬拜的归给你自己。
And give all the praise and an honor to you.
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.